President Donald Trump continues to boast that his war on Iran is already won, and he continues to escalate his threats against the country, giving Iran a deadline of April 6th in a social media post. He gave reporters an update on the war Sunday aboard Air Force One.
Moving on very nicely. They've destroyed a lot of additional targets today.
He continued to talk up negotiations with Iran.
We're doing extremely well in that negotiation, but you never know with Iran because we negotiate with them and then we always have to blow them up.
He says Iran has agreed to most of his 15-point peace plan, and he says he can see a deal coming pretty soon. Although in a response to a reporter's question, he would not rule out sending ground troops, comparing the war to construction on his White House ballroom.
Are you considering still putting boots on the ground, and would you do that without going to Congress?
I just have lots of alternatives. We have tremendous numbers of ships over there. We don't need them all because of, you know, the power. Look, I would say we're just like we're ahead of schedule on the ballroom. In a much bigger way, we're ahead of schedule with Iran.
Trump says the people the U.S. is negotiating with are being very reasonable, at least compared to earlier Iranian leaders.
The regime that was really bad, really evil, was the first one. That was done. The second was appointed, and they're gone. They're all dead, other than one who may have a little life. And then they're really the third group. And the third group of people that seem to be much more reasonable. It truly is regime change. And regime change is an imperative, but I think we have it automatically.
These purported negotiations come as Trump ramps up his threats, posting on social media Monday a threat to destroy Iran's vital infrastructure, including desalination plants, if there is not a deal soon. Iran continues to deny that it's negotiating with the U.S., but White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says that is just posturing, and Americans are, in her words, smart enough not to take the word of a terrorist regime. She insists that negotiations are ongoing with more reasonable people.
When the president says more reasonable, again, these folks are appearing more reasonable behind the scenes privately in these conversations than perhaps some of the previous leaders who are now no longer on planet Earth because they lied to the United States and they strung us along in negotiations, and that was unacceptable to the president, which is why many of the previous leaders were killed.
Like Trump, she would not rule out the use of ground troops in Iran.
The president has been asked about boots on the ground or alleged ground operations various times. He's obviously declined to rule them out. It's the Pentagon's job to provide maximum optionality to the president. It does not mean he's made a decision, nor would he ever notify the media of such decision as not to tip off our enemy.
As the war continues, so too do calls for peace in the expanding Mideast war. The outgoing head of the United Nations Relief Agency for Palestine, UNRWA, Philippe Lazzarini, gave his final interview at the UN headquarters in Geneva Monday. The veteran humanitarian worker says he has mixed feelings, pride in UNRWA staff, but also bitterness and sadness.
Bitterness because I have been at the forefront over the last 2 years of extraordinary breaches of international law, witnessing atrocities, attack against the United Nations, sadness because many of our colleagues have been killed, nearly 400 in 2 years. That's never been seen in the entire United Nations history.
He spoke about attacks on UNRWA, noting that there is no alternative to UNRWA's work in Gaza because no other agency or non-governmental organization has as much trust and expertise in public health and education. He spoke of meeting a young girl in Rafah whose memory still haunts him.
I saw her with her empty eyes, begging, in fact, for a sip of water, a loaf of bread, in the school where she used to be a student. So the school should be a place of joy and education, became a place of misery and a shelter for these young girls.
He says humanitarian workers may have, in his words, reversed the tide of deepening hunger in Gaza, but he says nothing else, as people still live in rubble, struggling to find water, and he says it goes beyond Gaza.
When we talk about, the respect of international law, we have seen that this blatant disdain and disregard, the fact that everything has been conducted without any respect of the rule of war, has also allowed now the spread of a conflict into Iran with no justification to initiate such a large-scale war impacting the entire region.
UN humanitarian workers have pledged to continue their work with what resources they have, and peacemakers continue to make their voices heard in various forums around the world. Pope Francis XIV, the American Pope, visited the tiny country of Monaco Saturday, one of the few European countries where Catholicism is the official state religion. Speaking from the palace balcony, he urged Monaco to use its wealth and influence for good.
Le don de la petitesse. Avec un héritage spirituel vivant.
Speaking in French, he said, the gift of smallness and a living spiritual heritage invites you to put your prosperity at the service of law and justice, especially at a historical moment when the display of power and the logic of oppression are harming the world and jeopardizing peace. He added, as you know, in the Bible, it is the little ones who make history. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.